This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You're listening to Random Order Podcast, presented by Much Studios.
So hold on. So who pine who?
The horny T Dot guy.
This thing's pining in that? So at what time stamp did they pine?
Yo, you watch that dragon fucking shit? The porn shit?
That's all it is.
That's really all it is.
That's all it is, man.
What is going on, guys? Random Order. Facts. Episode, was it 17 now?
Yeah.
17.
17?
Yeah, 17, yeah.
100.
Holy shit.
Episode 17. That one is fucking loud. This podcast is sponsored by Birdman. So first and foremost, shout out to Birdman.
Yo, shout out to Birdman for sponsoring the podcast.
Yo, did y'all hear he wants to remove his tattoos?
Birdman?
All of them?
Yeah. Who said that? For what reason?
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Who said that? Hold on, we'll bring up the article. Hold on.
Yo, hold on, man. Our manager spoke to us and told us that we should say our names sooner.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it'd be like 17 minutes in and we're like, oh yeah, what up?
Oh yeah, true say. Okay.
But like you told me Birdman's removing his like head
tattoo. Yeah, you can't just like
update. It's the face tattoo.
Okay, we'll do Birdman first and then my name.
Yeah, Birdman wants to remove his face tattoo. The Saurus right here, 6 days ago.
Just the ones on his face?
Yeah, I just think at this point in my life, I don't need that. That stereotypes you. It takes away from the business and certain things.
Honestly,
I read it in his voice.
Whatever he's talking about, man.
I don't know. He's done very well with
his business. You know what I mean? Like, at this point,
he's done very well for himself.
And niggas either want to do business with you or they don't.
Yeah.
You know? More power to him.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what it is, man. Welcome back to Random Order, a podcast by 4IE Media, presented by Much Studios.
Oh, shit.
It's your boy, Jermaine. It's your boy Jermaine.
That's him.
That's my name, and this is me. Yo, I feel so weird introducing myself, man.
Yeah. Yo, facts. Like, it's just weird. Unless I say, like, just my name alone, that's only like, if I handshake you, I'll say my name, and that's
it. Oh, that's different. I mean, like,
yeah, but I mean, like formally, it's weird, bro. It's like,
so who are you? Oh, yeah, Jermaine.
Why I like to say, yo, niggas know what it is, man.
You know?
Yo, you fucking know what it is. If you already know, you but fucking already know. Look, see, this is why.
Even if you don't know, you know what it is. All right, what's your name, man?
Who we got in the building?
It's your boy fucking Trey, the best baller out here. Best 2K player. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, our guest wouldn't agree.
Yeah. Yo,
based on the conversation we had earlier. Hold on, Shells, introduce yourself real quick before we get into this.
I ain't even finished.
No, no, I know. Let me finish. Let Shells finish first. I know this is going to take like 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be the whole podcast.
It's going to be a lot of lies, but you know. Random Order back, Sheldon. I'm very, very, very out light skinned today, but it's the chocolate one.
Come on, man.
Don't hold it down for the dark skin.
I'm still in the building.
We all brothers, man.
Exactly. What up? It's Jimmy Prime. You guys already know what it is, man. This guy's a fucking liar. This guy's a liar. Best 2K, nothing. Yo, I crush this guy all the time in 2K. I've never lost him in 2K. I throw it off the backboard in the lane, cram on him, everything.
This is like, one of those days I was just like, yo, I'm fucking around too much. You know what I mean? I was talking mad shit. You know, and I just got distracted.
Yeah.
And then, yo, he just started doing bare stunts that I couldn't do. And I was just like, yo, fuck, it's kind of over. And then it was like, if I got a rematch though.
Oh, we did. We played like 3 times, fam.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
And you beat him all 3 times?
All 3 times in a row. You don't remember? I beat him like the 1-2, and then it was 3.
Yeah, I remember 1 or 2. I couldn't remember the 3. I forgot about the 3. You remember the 3? The 3?
I didn't remember. I didn't
for sure. I thought we did 3. Yeah. I remember leaving tired. I was tired of slapping.
because in real life,
like,
too.
But then realistically, like, what was the date on that? Like, 2000, like, yeah, that was like 2017, 2000.
Well, we had a 2K tournament the other day. You didn't show up.
because man's were sick that day, remember? I was barfing and things like that.
It was chilling, as far as I can remember.
That's pretty crazy still. Yeah, no, I remember.
End of the date is what? It's now April now. You know what I mean? April 9th.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a new man.
You're a new
man?
You know
I'm a new man.
Feel that.
So, play whenever.
See me and then talk. You know what I mean?
Yo, but the thing is, like, in real life, he'll, like, Because he goes out and like plays ball like every like Sunday or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes. No, hit Trey.
Oh, okay.
So he comes home.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I'm editing, whatever. He comes home. He's like, yo, yeah, played ball. I'm nice. I'm getting better. Wetting shots. But then Jimmy today, he came in. He's like, yo, Trey shit whenever, whenever
honestly,
he plays with them.
I'm the type of nigga, I got to keep it 100, you know?
So I don't know who's...
That's your brother, bro.
I don't know if he's downplaying it or if you're boosting it a little bit.
I think you play nice with Danny, no?
I play nice all the time, brother.
I don't know about that. I've never seen you play
Yo, I'm conflicted now. I want to believe in my bro.
You know, there was one time, like, we played one-on-one and, like,
yeah,
I was in jeans and, like, some Pumas and, like, I still won.
Jeez.
No, okay. You guys are all on a ride now.
Yeah, he's never said that before.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm lying.
More recently.
I'm lying.
Huh? No, he's not lying.
Okay, 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 Puma.
That's it. Some jeans.
Jesus.
However,
wow.
Once again, that was a fart. Like, how long ago was that? Because most recently, when you took me to your run,
like before Puma made basketball shoes.
Yeah, this was before I was not wearing Puma basketball shoes. That's for sure.
What were you wearing?
Yo, I was the thing
is, wearing some KDs.
I was in some Kevin Durant, so I'm not gonna lie. Like,
and this nigga, ball shorts.
He was in some like Puma Clydes and fucking
this nigga had a headband.
Honestly, fam, ball's not for everybody, you know? Like, ball is life, but like, you know, it's
not everybody's life.
But like, if you have fun, that's good though. But like,
yeah,
don't say
what you guys are doing is sick. It's sick. I encourage you guys to keep going, but you guys aren't gonna stop the kid when I'm in the lane, you know? Still dropping 20. One-on-one, I can beat anyone.
You think you could stop the kid if he was in the lane?
Definitely. I'll crush him. I'll beg for a foul call. Are you stupid? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, this is... let me tell you guys something. Bro. This is my podcast. I'm getting disrespected right away. This is crazy.
You did it to yourself, though. That's
honestly
crazy.
Yo, I'm just confused, man. I don't know. I just heard two different stories.
That's why I know the truth.
Realistically, okay, give me a rating, like a 2K rating. What's my rating? Like,
was that out of 5?
Big Mountain.
You're like a 74, but you have like a couple badges.
100.
You have like a catch and shoot badge. Like,
yeah. That's not good.
I'm a catch and shoot badge.
I didn't touch the park until I hit 80, bro.
Like an 86, you know, like when you start the game, 86? You know. That's why, but you know, 86 in like, you know, in like run standards, you know, if we're talking about NBA, like an actual game 2K, I'd be like, you know, like an 80 or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why I'm not in the NBA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nice for a nigga that's not in the NBA. You get it?
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you said you could play in the NBA though.
Hold on.
You see what I'm saying? You gotta know yourself. You gotta know the level that you're at, you know?
Yeah, I was possessed, nigga. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Your voice cracked bad. And I definitely know I can play in fucking the NBA.
Mean, nigga. Whoa, why?
Yo.
Hold on, do you know about voice cracks?
Yeah, I'm fucking sick.
Why does that matter? I'm talking about you playing the NBA. Why are you trying to change your subject?
Well, this is sneaky. I saved you.
No.
Yeah, your voice.
That was pretty rough.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I'm gonna fuck.
Fix your voice.
That's the thing.
And realistically, honestly, if we go to a gym, if we go to a run and someone picks me up and we're playing one-on-one, if you tell me to play serious or one-on-one or on a run,
this is why I came in here saying what I said. It wasn't it's not like when me and Trey play, it's just on the other side of the court and I'm not seeing what's going on. And the first time me and him played, he said, yo, I'm going to give you buckets today. He came up to me talking shit out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. Because you know me, you know? Yeah, I'm chilling, you know? It was my first time at the runs, too. Yeah, so I'm like, whatever.
And trying to scare the man, you know?
I was taking him serious, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And then we start the run. I'm like, I'm guarding Trey. And he's like, oh, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, how you talking? You don't want me to guard you. And then from then, I gave him like a little three-piece. And he put up like one, but from then on, he never scored again, you know? Jeez. Like, yo. I never really got scored on you ever again after that, to be honest. To think
yo,
about
it's not
it.
Adding up, man.
Yeah.
Yo, honestly, everyone pull up to a run, you know what I mean? You guys can see me in action. I have my days, you know? Everyone has
their days, for sure, but like, just,
I
you
have
know,
good
like,
days
don't lie
often.
About those days, you know?
No. I have good
days. Yeah, because I've never heard you say, like,
yeah,
oh, I had
exactly.
a...
Never.
Had a rough day today.
Mm.
It's always, like, good news for some reason.
That's just how he is. I swear to God. Sometimes I be
it's
taking him serious too.
Because
he talks a big game.
Trust me,
talks
bro.
A big game.
Should have seen me out there.
Yo, and sometimes I really be coming home, like tossing my keys in the basket, like, Jay, boy, man. You should have seen me play today.
That's crazy.
All right, I wanted to do something different. I'm gonna put you guys in the group chat real quick. I'm gonna send you a picture, and all you gotta do is tell me whose hairline that is.
Oh,
let's get
What
it.
You mean, like who? Like
you gonna see a picture?
Okay.
Of like, a cropped hairline.
Like okay. In your phone.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just let me know whose hairline.
Safari.
That is.
Yeah, that's Safari. Yeah,
that's definitely Safari. It's very unique, actually.
Yeah.
More because the wrinkles.
Yeah, that's
in
not
his
a
forehead.
Terrible hairline.
I'm starting off light.
LeBron.
It looks like R. Kelly.
Don Cheadle.
Oh. Don? It's Don?
It's a fucking Don.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Fuck with me.
Oh, yeah, shit. If you're listening, you have no idea what the fuck's going on. Yeah. You gotta go over to the video. Yo, I'm excited to go bald, bro. I'm telling you.
Might, bro.
I've been bald before. You guys never been bald?
What was it like? Nah.
It's nice. Your head feels smooth.
I used to be bald as a youth.
Smooth, smooth. You take a shower, the water's just right on your skin. Feels blessed.
Do you put any like special lotions on there or anything?
I probably should have, but I was younger then. I wasn't really doing all that. You know?
Coconut oil your whole dome.
Yeah, coconut oil.
But then I feel like
domes,
your shit will get shiny because your head's already a little oily.
Yeah.
So I was just Gucci.
And like coconut oil don't really absorb very well. It kind of just shines
you. Yo, I do different shit. Once I'm bald, bro, I'm gonna switch my whole fucking life up, bro.
What you mean? What do you mean?
Start chilling with different niggas and just stepping my shit up. I feel like when you're bald, it's like, you do different shit.
Other
you know?
Bald niggas.
Niggas are like the worst, bro. Like, this nigga has a bald head now. He's moving weird.
Bro, you gotta switch moving it up. Different. Bro, you can't just get bald and do the same shit.
This nigga's wearing square front shoes.
I'm telling you, bro.
Church kid. Jeez.
Bro, honestly, I want to go bald, just have a beard and just see how it goes. You know what I mean? Like, I
bro, blazer, no shirt.
So do that. What's stopping you?
Yo, fuck. The fear. The comeback, you know?
You said no beard, no, bald or beard?
No,
bald?
Beard and the bald.
Yeah, that's wavy. You're good. Go for it right now.
Yeah, you know, your hair will grow back. Yeah.
Yo, once you go bald, you enhance the beard. You feel me?
Deal with it.
And bro, honestly, me, I had tattoos on my head. Like when my hair grows out, it's all covered up, right? So you can be like Birdman up there. Mm-hmm. And boom, just grow your hair out.
Yo, you guys are convinced. You know what? I'll be right back.
You getting a head tattoo or you cutting your hair?
Oh, shit. Both. Oh, shit. At the same time. Nah, fuck that. I got like one tattoo, bro. I'm like, nah, this shit fucking hurts. I could not get that on my fucking domes. You sat through that?
It hurt for sure. I took a little break in the middle. But
you know. Bro, you have to fucking tranquilize me.
Yeah, once you start, you gotta
fucking put me out. Nigga.
Once you start, you gotta finish. I can't walk. I'm gonna let a little piece of half finished tattoo on my head. You know how stupid you look.
Exactly. Come on. It's not one of those.
Yo, just bro, my fit
depending on how much it hurts, bro.
Yeah,
no hair. Like,
how much? How much for this, nigga?
I feel like when I die, like when
I pay you for that.
When they see my skeleton, they're gonna see my tattoo. Yeah, like engraved in. That's what it felt like. It felt like they were etching it into my skull. But who knows?
You have a headache.
Did you regret it the first time you felt the needle going?
Oh,
like the first second.
I definitely knew that. Like I had walked into this lightly. I wasn't taking it serious enough. You know, some more painkillers or something. I don't know.
Did your eyes open like wider when it first like?
I think like, I didn't scream, but I said like, whoa.
Yeah. I know those ones.
Shout out to my homie Scoot though. You know.
Oh, Scoot did it?
Yeah. He does all my tasks pretty much.
Yo, he's way...
Bro, you gotta freeze my head, nigga. Yo, can't you just do that shit?
Put me to sleep.
They spray it and shit. They numb it and all that, but like, bro...
Just still, right? That's your skull.
You hear the needle and shit.
Bone, like,
Now you have to knock me out, so you have to scrap me, me out.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think they could sedate you then.
Yeah, it's probably not legal. Yeah.
What
if I sign some shit?
I'll sign some shit and say, get me beat.
Yo, on an underground team? You do it in the basement?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to feel this, bro.
A lab rock man back in the day, he can do it.
I couldn't sit through that.
You wake up feeling sore either way. You wake up feeling mad sore. You're like, what the fuck?
Fuck.
Might as well just feel what's going on. I like the feeling of it because it's just something you feel once, but it's going to be there for the rest of your life, So, might as well hurt, right?
Yeah. I'd still want to, like, snuff him to say, yo, okay, enough.
Just ease up, bro.
Yes, yo.
Don't call it like that, bro. Fuck.
That's what I felt when I was a fucking kid getting a haircut. And the barber's
No, they really the fucking hurt me sometimes. Like, I was a reasonable fucking kid, bro.
But that's a light-skinned thing.
I was like a grown kid.
They're so used to cutting just, you know, niggas' hair. And then a light-skinned kid comes in. They're like, oh, this guy needs to tough it up.
Bro,
slap your head, start cutting it all rough.
Bro, they used to fuck. I used to be bleeding. And niggas be like, yo, chill out.
Exactly.
Like, yo, there's blood coming out of my head.
Yeah.
It moved too much, man. Bro,
you did that shit, nigga.
We all know what it is.
Bro, up to this day, if I go to the wrong barber, I'm going to go home with red lines on my face. All around my
head. There's this one barber that was like popping up in our area. And for some reason, everyone just started discovering him. Well, it's because he was really close to our school and where everybody lived and shit. And then I went there, and then me and Trevon went there, and we got our haircuts, whatever. And then we had I don't know, his tools were fucked up or some shit. Like, it was like duct tape around his like T liner.
Oh my god!
And this nigga was like cutting our whole fucking heads. Like the whole lineup was bleeding.
That's
it was all red and swollen and shit.
Oh,
and then we got to school, and then we see two other friends with the same type of lineup. Like, Randy Bugatti, no?
Randy Bugatti.
You guys are fucked. Yeah, nah.
Fucking Randy Bugatti.
This guy was a street fucking barber, bro. Everyone knew him on the streets, and yo, it was a bad thing when you went to this nigga, bro. He's probably still cutting there.
Just everyone's just still bleeding.
This guy's gonna come after you now. You guys are fucking up his business.
Yeah. Fuck. Change his name after.
He got his shit together now, you know? No more duct tape on the T line.
Yeah, Ben got rid of the duct tape.
Guys are making it.
Hopefully he came.
How many barbers have you switched up on?
One thing about me is that I don't like switching up on barbers. So
I feel you.
You know,
but yo, you gotta do what you gotta do
when you gotta do it.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. But me, I'm the type of nigga, I'll just not go to the barber.
Yeah.
I'll just go Grizzly. But I got a new barber now, so I'm fuck with him. He's cool.
Yo, I had to break it to my first barber. We moved downtown and we just had to let him know. But like, he was like a heavy Jamaican, and he was just like, Just very sad that we left him. And I'm like, yo, man, we moved on town.
Yo, fuck me.
That's
up too,
the awkward shit. The breakup with the barber is the most awkward shit. Especially when like you have to walk by them, you make eye contact. And you're like, I don't want to say what up because I don't go there no more.
You know?
And you just keep on walking and they look at you
it
like.
It was hard. I still follow him. But like, yo, I had to let him know we had to switch.
Yeah,
and
bro. Bro, the last trim was tense.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you knew right, what I was like, right, then. I'd give him like the big goodbye or just like a like goodbye for now.
Yeah, you want to make a big deal about it, then it turns into a thing. He starts talking about, you know, why you shouldn't leave in this and that.
All right, then I'm push out still.
Yeah, it's a nice one liner, you know?
Yeah.
Give him my two bones.
Two bones tips, man. I miss
giving tips. Yo, tips fuck me up. Man. I understand people gotta get tipped, but that shit fucking me up.
You know what fucks me up, bro? When the barber is not asking for enough money, I'm like, that's cheap, bro. Like, the fuck? Me personally.
That never happens to me.
I would rather pay more, and then it's just like, I don't got to wait, and this and that. Only a certain amount of people are going to come here, this, that, you know? I don't like when I see kids and shit. Why am I paying the same price as this kid? Like, I don't even want... Why is this kid going to the same barber as me? Like, charge some grown man price so I don't have to deal with, you know?
Yo, I hear
crowded barber shops and shit.
My barber offers me water. It's quite nice, you know? My music's playing in the background. I'm like, yeah.
Bro, I always say yes. I don't even fucking want water sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, yes.
Fuck it, I gotta take it. Yeah, like, yeah, whatever.
Bro, face massages and shit.
Yeah.
It's wild,
yeah,
man.
Hot towel and shit. Yeah,
that's the next thing. Jeez.
Yeah. But then when you pay,
yo, it's so like, expensive, man.
That tip has to be fat.
Because it's either that or go far and then I gotta...
Grow up. That's it. Mm-hmm. Grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you,
Shorts. That's all it is, man.
Good for you.
Appreciate it.
So I went to watch this movie called Pet Cemetery. We were talking about it before.
Yo, you almost got me too.
Yeah.
I'm about to spoil this shit. So
I'm about to spoil this shit, but it honestly...
Yeah, if you're planning...
It doesn't matter.
But like, don't... Maybe we should spoil it for you, because, you know...
Yeah, just if you... Honestly, fam, it was shit. It was trash. Oh. Honestly, from the preview, I'm like, yo, it looks kind of scary. There's a cat going in, but then it was like bringing niggas back from the dead. So I'm like, okay, maybe it can get scary, but honestly, bro, it was so fucking whack. And it's like one of those movies where it just came out and you walk into an empty theater. You're like, yeah, did I do the right thing?
Whoa.
Yeah, you didn't
check the round. Because
there wasn't black people in the theater. That's why.
Yeah, none. Yeah. I was the only one. Yeah,
you saw the day it came out, too.
Fuck this. Yeah.
Yo, fuck that cat. I saw the day, bro. Like, it was in the big theater, bro. Like, theater number one.
That was a world
bro.
Premiere?
Yeah, that was a
no, relax. Red carpet. No, it was not. The cat pull four up niggas. And shit.
Bro, I was there and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this?
So a cat brings niggas back from the dead.
So boom, from what I remember, this fucking cat, they move to this place, the cat dies. The creepy neighbor says, yo, bury this cat here, right? Man's about to bury his cat. The man says, yo, hold on. You like this cat? The guy's like, yo, it's a sick cat. I say, yo, come here. Brings him to another cemetery,
40 bones,
buries the cat. The cat comes back to life the next day. And then the guy's like, yo, it's a haunted place. And da-da-da, things come back to life. And then from there, it was just stupid. Right?
No. That's
you
about.
Said from there, it was stupid,
this
nigga? Or from fucking...
That's what started.
It's based on that book. It's an old book.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been hearing about this movie. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The book is probably better, but it's still kind of shit. Simpsons did a spoof about
better
this
but
too.
Shit. Still.
One of the Treehouse of Horrors, they did a spoof about it.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was way better than that because I was like, yo, fuck, man. I fucking wasted my loot.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, bro, I can't take these, like, juvenile subjects so serious. Like, if it's gonna be a juvenile subject, make it funny and shit. Like, I love comedies, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to take some horror movie serious. It's like, are you serious right
about
now?
A,
like,
fucking cat?
Yeah.
Did you watch Us?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil alert.
Nah, my
time out. Yeah, time out.
Did you watch Get Out?
Yeah, of course.
What's your take?
I feel like if you're black and you haven't seen Get Out, it's like, are you with us, nigga? Like, what side are you on, you know?
You gotta see it.
What are you doing tomorrow, you know?
But Get Out is fire, to be honest. I rate Jordan Peele a lot for what he's doing, you know? It's powerful. We need that, you know?
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm.
I hear that. Yeah. Well, yeah, fucking Pet Sematary was fucking trash.
Yo, imagine telling your family, like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this new movie, but it's a horror movie about a fucking cat.
So who's the star of the movie? I'm a co-star.
How does it? Oh, it's like a cat. So he brings people back to life, and then what happens? And then I didn't even fucking see the shit.
Well, then the daughter dies, and then she comes back.
Yeah, honestly, the cat, or what kind of cat was it?
Yo, this shit sounds
the cat
dumb
was fucking
fuck.
Cute. Still, I'm not gonna lie.
It was cute.
It can't be.
There's gotta be better movies out than that.
Yeah. Honestly,
I saw they draw people in. The cat was cute.
Yeah. Any Game of Thrones fans in here?
Of course.
Yeah. I feel like Game of Thrones is kind of like a default show, you know?
I don't think I'll ever watch it, to be honest.
Yeah. Wait, really? Never, like,
I feel like I'm way too far behind. I'll never catch up.
Everybody who tells me this, I feel like, shouldn't watch it. You shouldn't watch it. It's so late now. It's six seasons.
Nah, bro, you can do
That's what I'm saying. And they're all long. Like an hour.
Mads have done it, though.
I know, but seven seasons have passed, bro. That's a lot of time, bro.
Seven seasons have passed. They got sick recaps, though. So, honestly, you could watch, like, the first episode, of, like, the second season going on.
Yeah.
And it'll pretty much recap it for you, like, sick. Because, you know, before they started the next season, they recapped the last season.
Yeah.
So, you could pretty much just do that.
I'll check that out just to get the gist.
You know what I mean? It'll probably
honestly,
be in the
I would say, this. Just go ahead and watch the next season as it comes out.
Yeah.
Keep up with it. And if you fall in love with the show, go back and watch the rest of it.
Yo, I just don't like when it's super dark, and I don't like when it's too many people. I don't know who the fuck's doing what. Whose name is what?
That show, like, 90% of the episode is boring as fuck. And then the last 10% is like the fucking sick shit. I'm telling you, bro.
Yo, I'm gonna check out that recap, nigga.
5% of it is like shit that just violates your eyes. Exactly. Like, why the fuck did they play that?
Exactly.
Like, bro, every time there's two. This is one thing I don't like about the show. Every time there's some shit that's about to go down, you're like, yo, I want to see that. They cut it. You don't really get to see it.
Oh, one of those.
You know,
shows.
Like when Daenerys and Jon Snow hook
Daenerys?
Up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that shit.
But
when it's the brother and the sister, you see all of that.
Exactly.
You see all of that.
The unsung
who
in the
Daenerys
next
pine?
So hold on. So who pine who?
The horny teed out guy.
So, yo, this thing's pining in that?
So at what time stamp did they pine?
Yo, you see shit?
Romantic shit, like so mad shit about like dragons and shit going on.
Yo, you watch that dragon fucking shit? The porn shit?
They fucking don't get the movie at all, bro.
Just focus on the...
Just talking about all the fucked up scenes. Oh, fuck, man.
So they fucked and then they catching the niggas out. So yo, them two fucked and then they fucked.
They're brothers, but yo, they fucked.
See him, he's born because they fucked.
How many batteries in the first season?
So there's three key batteries.
You have to actually think about it.
Yo, these are all valid questions.
Because they have the brothels and digs in that show.
Before we fucking go too far. What were you saying? I totally forgot.
I wasn't saying nothing.
Yo, honestly, man, too many dragons and too many flames and shit. I'm not interested. It's too many.
Nah, this season's gonna be sick
characters.
Though. Honestly, this is gonna be the best season. You might as well just only watch this season.
Yeah, I feel you, man. The other part about it is I'm scared of like actually liking it and like wasting too much time watching this shit.
Yeah.
Because I got hooked on Breaking Bad and I didn't do shit for like
Breaking Bad. You know why I don't like Breaking Bad?
I never watched.
You don't like Breaking Bad?
I don't like Breaking Bad. Everyone loves Breaking Bad. This is why, bro. I would never let my wife deal with me the way this nigga let his wife deal with him, bro. What are you talking about?
He was a boss, man.
I can't get past the first whatever seasons where his wife's just giving him such a hard time and he's just taking it like a little bitch. I can't get past that.
He's trying to make his loot.
Yeah, he's trying to make his loot.
He has like a mill hidden in the wall and she's talking to him and she's like, you're broke. What's going on?
Bro, I'd flex the racks.
I would have said, yo.
Even to bring it back to what Nipsey said, this is one thing that Nipsey said too, and this is actually just like some real facts, you know, not even like no bullshit. He said, everything you do, you got to include your woman in it. How you making money, your woman doesn't know about it. And if you're making money, if your woman has a problem with it, then that shouldn't be your woman. You know what I'm saying? You and her should be on the same page.
You shouldn't
have
that
know
money.
What's going 100. On. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100. Believe that.
Just like that.
Facts.
Yo, fuck, guys. Nah, yeah, Walter's a waste.
I never watched that show, like, ever.
Nah, honestly, it was a really good show. I got hooked on that shit really early. Another show I've just been watching on Netflix was Love, Hate, Robots, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy.
That's what it's called.
Isn't it called like Love, Death,
Love, Death, Robots? Love, Death, Robots. Yeah. I was fucking saying that shit. Love, Death, Robots. But niggas knew what I was talking about. Same shit. You don't know my name. You know what the fuck.
What was your favorite episode?
Probably the fucking alien one. The first one where the aliens are scrapping.
I wouldn't say they're alien. They're a beast, brother.
Did you watch the show? Honestly, yeah, it wasn't really an alien. They're a beast, though. But that one was like, because it's like you don't know what you're getting into when you're starting it. And I got like someone told me to watch it, so I didn't really know what to expect. And
someone
that, yeah, my boy told me to like my boy.
Pretty sure I told you to watch that stuff.
Oh, yo, you may have told me first, but I was getting the trim and this guy told me, Josh.
So if I told you first, then
if you told me first, then it's you.
I feel you, fam. It's like when you tell your dog something and you're like, and he's like, oh, yeah, and then he hears it from someone else. He's like, yo, this guy put me.
You listen up.
Wow, my cosign means nothing to you.
Yo,
it's Tommy was telling us at the same time. Was it Tommy?
For real?
Tommy told me first, and then I heard Shells talk about it.
Whatever, nigga.
Damn, nigga. Yo, you gotta tell me, like.
Whatever, nigga. I ain't tripping.
You gotta tell, fuck yeah.
Tommy got to me first.
Whatever.
Why'd you like that one again? What you said?
Honestly, it just caught me by surprise. Like, I didn't really know what to expect. And then they just started fucking scrapping. And then it was just like, caught me with a little twist in there. Don't want to spoil the episode, but I was just like, okay.
Facts, but I mean, you guys haven't seen the shit?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen that one too.
Yeah, so we all seen it. No spoilers. Yeah.
Not to like people out there, I haven't seen it.
So say it. Oh, yo, it might be a spoiler.
Might be a spoiler.
Skip ahead 10 seconds. What part? What?
When
when
the fucking guy got murked.
Oh, yeah. And when the claws pop.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
15 seconds. Welcome back. For all you niggas that just skipped here, what's up?
Back to it. But yeah, my favorite episode was the last one, the last war one with the whole Nazi shit with the
Holy, there's 18 episodes?
Yeah, bro. And they're all there's the only one I didn't like was the one about Hitler, actually. I didn't even finish watching that one.
For real?
Shit.
Yeah, I don't like that. Bro, this is my whole thing. Hitler's one of the most evil people of all time, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
Why the fuck do we make so much movies and shit hyping him up and shit? Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's so much like these right wing people popping up and shit? Like, Hitler's, like, glorified and shit, you know? Like,
big facts.
Name someone more infamous than him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't be glorified like that, you know? We should take after Harry Potter and him. He who must not be named.
Jeez. You know? Yo, Jimmy's coming with the facts.
Holy.
Jimmy's coming with the facts.
Shout out Harry Potter.
I don't like that they talk about him. And then even in that episode, they're trying to make him look like a little friendly caricature. Like, you know, the way he was drawn and shit. I'm like, that shit's not funny, bro. Don't play around with that shit. Like, you know? It's just offensive. I'm not Jewish, but that shit's offensive to me. You feel me? He didn't like niggas either, so fuck him.
Jimmy coming with the facts. Let 50 talk to him. Yeah. I take it you're a big movie guy because you're coming up with a lot of like drops. What's your favorite movie? What are some of your favorite movies of all time?
Some of my favorite movies. That's easier, you know. Like I like a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies. Like I feel like all his movies are very raw and very much like how life is, you know? Yeah. Especially like Django. Django is one of my favorite movies of all time because it's like, bro, all those movies from that era. They always try to glorify it, like, you know? Like, oh, like, we spoke with, like, they made them seem like they had, like, a British accent and shit. Like, they were the first settlers of America, and they wore these, like, prairie dresses, and they would just be out in the field singing with the fucking slaves and shit. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, you guys are dirty as fuck. Your teeth were brown, and you swore like crazy, and you whipped, like, black people and made them be your slaves because you were too lazy to do shit, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the reality of it, you know? When you watch movies like that, it shows, like, the raw reality of it.
Yeah,
know?
Facts.
Damn, honestly, I haven't even seen that movie. I'm
Django?
Yeah.
You ever seen Django?
Never seen it.
I checked it out recently, man.
Yeah, like, I have to go back and watch it.
Fucking slipped.
But that,
no one encouraged me to, though, like,
go ahead.
No one, like, pushed me to, like, yo, fucking go see Django, bro. So I didn't know.
Nah, that was a moment, man.
I saw it the other day. I'm like, what the fuck?
That movie was a moment.
I kind of like to let the movie simmer. I don't really like people talking about it or going on Twitter and hearing about it. So I kind of just like chill.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I chilled for too long and then forgot about it. And then now I'm like here saying I haven't seen it.
But
like,
that's crazy.
It's like that with a couple movies. You can name a couple big movies. I'm like, fuck, like I missed that
one. Missed
it. But you probably watched like Friends and shit.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Nah,
yo, so you kind of.
I watched that in like 2016. I already finished that.
But Django was out in 2016.
2015.
Yeah. So
2014.
So how you watching that?
2012. That's when I was watching that.
That's what I'm saying, fam. I might have to trade you right now.
No. But like, I just got interested in movies. You know what I mean? Like, I just got interested with like fucking watching movies from fucking like international movies and just nasty gore shit. Like my boy puts me on a lot of thoughty shit. So like fucking what was that movie called? I See the Devil.
See, I don't know about all that. That sounds a little bit out there.
Yeah, so
that
next
sounds
to,
a little bit
that's
out there.
It's not like heaven or hell type shit. It's like a killer movie.
Okay.
But it's just really, really gory. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about, if I'm even fucking saying it right, but
okay. I see it. Nah.
Well, I liked in Django when he blowed the nigga's head off. That was fucking cool to me.
Facts.
I had a lot of gore in it too.
Spoiled that shit for me. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna check it out tonight. Yo, when he shot that nigga's head off, that was crazy.
Oh yeah, spoiler.
Yeah.
Yo, actually, hold on. I'm gonna talk about that really quick because I wasn't gonna talk about that.
Yo, Planet Earth.
Yeah, Planet Earth.
Bro, they don't fucking get those shots. They fucking take these animals and they put them in a bin somewhere.
What are you talking about?
I don't believe
that. Bro, there's a whole episode dedicated to how they shoot it.
Oh, for real?
The last episode, yeah.
I didn't even catch that one.
Where's that? Hold on, where's that?
Yo, I don't know. They be right on time for a lot of shit. Fucking giraffe gives birth in the wild and they're just there. Just all
I hate
fuck,
you, but they be having cameras set up and shit for like a long time. For a long time, they be waiting. Just be waiting for shit to happen.
But like,
yo, what if your whole career goes by and you didn't catch shit?
Yeah, like,
but like that was your career. Like, you're just...
But bro, I feel like all those people are weirdos. First of all, not to dis like credit them and all that. You know, like I love all that those shows and this and that, right? But I feel like if you commit your whole life to studying animals, like that's just a little weird. Like, why not just let them be? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole thing. You know, like people just like want to touch the animals and like let's capture the animals and like put the animals in a zoo and like study the animals and like put makeup on the animals and see if that will make us sick. Like, just relax and leave the fucking animals alone. Like, you know,
they do a lot of testing on animals too. Yeah,
I don't trust people that are so super interested in animals. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, you're more interested in animals than you are people. You know, like
what about the ones like trying to save the fucking animals and shit.
That's my whole thing too. Like people who are like part of WWF and PETA and all that shit. Like I don't care. Like I have no problem. Like, you know, saying like those whatever big things. Like all those big things. People are so like these animal activists, and it's just like, do you care as much about like human rights and shit? Like, you know, of course I care about animal rights. You know, all life is important and shit. You know, but it's like there's people out here dying. Like I just hope you get as worked up when you see shit on the news about people dying and shit. Like, you know, as you do in like
I hear that.
Like these animals. You know. Where it's kind of just like the circle of life. I feel like men in general should be less violent, but when we do it to each other, that's the most fucked up shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Damn, Jim Cole, you just wake up today, say, I'm about to drop, I'm about to drop these fucking facts.
So we're supposed to go. I'm gonna try and grind some up and roll it out.
Get distracted. Yeah, man. Yeah, what you working on, man?
I'm always working on Blue Mercedes. You know, it's coming. You know, I got a lot in the vault. You know, but I also just been working a lot in my personal life. You know, like I want to do other endeavors. You know, I want to open up a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I want to like you know expand the brand. You know, do yes, more sir. With that. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people say, that, oh, I don't want to just. I don't want to just be this. I don't want to just be that. But it's like, well, what else do you do? You know, like, do you just talk shit? You know, like, it's just like, I actually want to do things, you know? Like, rap is always cool to me, but rap, a big part of rap is literally you just, like, talking shit on the mic and stuff, you know? So it's just like, if you're not doing other things with your life, it's kind of, like, shallow and empty, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel
like, so it's like, you got to focus on your life and, like, really what you got going on and your brand and your goals and your really right. to me like your family and shit, you know, because money comes and goes, but the people around you, like that's forever, you
for
know
sure.
so yeah. you got to make sure all your peoples are good, this and that, you know, the foundation at home, and then from there you go out and you make the music, you know,
yeah.
every chapter of your life, I feel, you know,
right
yeah.
bro, everything this guy says, man.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
That's so how'd you get into music?
I always just been into it, you know, it's just like it's just something I love, you know. It's just natural, you know? Like, me and my sister used to write songs and shit when we were kids, when I was, like, from, like, probably, like, five, 6 years old, you know?
Damn.
So we were writing songs and shit and chilling and shit. My sister's, like, 6 years older than me, though, right? Mm-hmm. So she was putting me onto a lot of shit. My dad didn't even want me listening to rap, but my sister would be, like sneaking me in her room. We'd be, like, yeah, like, bumping, like...
Taking
like,
this new 50.
Yeah, exactly like that. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, listen to this shit. It's fire.
Yo, as a kid, listening to 50 Cent, nigga,
yo,
bro, like, what is... I don't think my dad knows what I'm listening to. Right
now. I don't think these kids these days know what listening to music was like back then.
Back then,
because
yeah.
it's like, yo, you got to hear it on a CD or something hard.
It was
like,
so much more special just because like, you had to go out and buy the shit or like wait for you to... get it as a Christmas gift or whatever.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard about 50 Cent was from my cousin. He was like, yeah, this new dude from New York and shit. My boys out there, they know him and they're bumping him and they told me about him, this, that, and the third. I was like, oh, man, this guy sounds like the coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just a little kid, you know? It's like, fuck, bro, that shit has an impact, you know? But nowadays, it's like music is so quick, you know? It's like
facts.
Every day you hear about a new artist, you know?
So were you, I got to ask, were you G-Unit or G-U-Not?
I don't really choose sides with a lot of that shit. I don't know
as
them niggas.
As a kid,
like,
bro?
I do not know them niggas. You know, I always been attention, you know? I enjoy this shit from afar because, like, when a lot of these rappers shit beef, I'll be taking them both sides. Like, I'm a hip-hop, I don't want to say, like, purist or whatever the fuck you would call it, you know, but I really just love the shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm not be too biased, you know, and just listen to everything.
I was G-U fucking not. I switched over to the game.
Yeah, you are G-U not, man.
Yeah, I was G-U,
bro. I was G-U
not. I was G-U
not, man. Yo, the game was releasing more music. Game, bro. After 320 bars, 300 bars and running, I was like, yo, holy fuck. This nigga destroyed
300 bars and running was pretty fucking
sick. All that shit's cool, but I just feel like the game's not solid. Yeah. Like, you know, I heard about you through 50 Cent, and then the next thing I know, you're dissing him. So, in real life, if I heard about you through the next nigga, and then... you start dissing the next nigga, I'm gonna be like, bro, you're not even solid like that. Why would I rock with you?
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
you would do
you
the same
as
shit
a kid,
me.
Though, nigga. Like, yo, that's some crazy shit, nigga. As a kid, I burnt my G Unit fucking Marina. I was like, yo, fuck 50.
This guy had the G Unit Marina. I remember those ones too. Those ones don't work if you don't have the 50 Cent arms.
Oh, no matter what though, that show make you always look a little bit more buff.
A little
facts,
bit,
like
yeah,
10%
yeah.
more buff.
Facts. They made them super skinny.
Trust me,
super skinny and fitted.
Yeah, I was looking fucking D's. And
that, yo, fashion back then was different, bro. I remember I had a super long white tee and a super long pink tee, super long black tee.
You used to layer that?
Sometimes. So that was like my whole wardrobe, just like super long tees.
Of course.
Whatever pants I could wear, the lowest, you know.
Bro, I had every
biggest
color
baggy
t-shirt.
Shit. Every color t-shirt?
Yeah. Every color fucking t-shirt I could get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
But I had like at least 5 white tees and at least 5 black tees. And like, yo, I had to, it was one of those where I'm like, yo, I just had to sniff them because I had to know which one was one. You know those ones?
Yeah.
As a kid, bro.
I had a lot of throwback jerseys, you know, like the Iverson, like, you know, Sprewell, this.
Yo, I remember my goal was to just have enough throwback jerseys to wear one.
Every day of the week,
yeah.
Facts.
And I, as soon as I reached that goal, like they just like fell out of style. They're just wacky shit.
It's like shit.
And only the way suits were wearing them. So like,
I just got here.
How much are jerseys now?
They're a lot, like especially like a Mitchell and S. That's like 150.
It's the same price it's always been. It's just not really worth it. It's like you really, really gotta want that shit.
True.
I see certain man's like hooping in a full jersey, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta live out your dreams, to be honest. I'm not mad at those.
Yo, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah. Like, let's be honest. Like, you know, none of us are going to the NBA. So if you're hooping at this age,
speak for yourself, brother. Speak for yourself, brother.
She knew that was.
Delusional.
I can't even be mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
You're not even, going to the men's
that.
League. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, but fucking, yeah, you know, some niggas just gotta live out their dreams, you know? Bro, that just going to work shit. Come on, man. Have some fun, you know?
Yeah, I hear that.
Live a little.
But like, it's funny because they try to call, like, I go to a run every Sunday, and like, there's certain niggas there that just like take that shit so serious and wanna like argue with you and like,
oh, yeah.
Call
Bro, why
every
are you screaming,
foul,
nigga? This is for fun.
And my question is, as an outsider looking in, I'm like...
But what if you have fun screaming? What if you have fun screaming?
Damn.
Maybe they're having a blast.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. God, you gotta understand what they're going through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They keep going back and doing the same shit, so they must like
right.
it.
Right.
Huh.
Huh. I know niggas like that. That's why we don't invite them to ball no more.
Damn.
Guys,
that's
like,
deep. I never thought
like
about
yeah, like should I fuck my whole shit up? Because like I'd be mad at them niggas, but it's like, why am I mad, bro? Like,
why am I mad?
Maybe they're having fun.
They're having fun. Like, I'm mad at them having fun. That's some hater shit. Like.
Yeah, everybody does it their own way, right? Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
Damn.
Fuck. My bad to all the niggas I got mad at and shit, you know? When you call that
my
pussy
bad for getting mad at you for getting mad at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like, I'm out of line for that, bro.
You know what song I was thinking about the other day that's really funny? That Akon song. Remember that song when he went through the controversy? And he made the, you put the blame on me. Oh, yeah. The blame's on you. Bro, that's the most gangster way to go through some controversy of all time. Like,
was that song called I'm Sorry?
Something like that, yeah. Blame or sorry,
on me still.
Something like that. But, bro, he got away with that shit because of it.
Yo, it was a smooth jam,
on me.
Too.
Yeah, blame it on me still.
Oh, and the thumbnail was all black. Yeah, the thumbnail was like, yo, I forgive him already.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, when you put it like that. Honestly, I can't remember what the fuck he did, so.
I think it was just, he was at his show, and it was like a 21 plus show, whatever, you know, adult show. And then he brought a girl on stage and like they were dancing and like he groped her a bit or whatever. And then people after the show were like, oh, the girl's underage. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And he's like, that's not my fault. And then the media ran with it. And then he made the song. He's like, okay, put the blame on me. Even though the blame's on you, put the blame on me. Because obviously she snuck into the show. That's that, you know.
This is a big jam.
It's
a whole
track.
Song just about that.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of good shit for real, for real. So shout out to Akon.
This guy said, I'm sorry. I'm not always there for my sons.
Whoa. Wait, who the fuck said that?
Akon, that's what he said in the record.
I would have been like, yo, dad, you could have just texted me that shit.
Yeah.
You gotta put me on blast, nigga. My friends listening. My friends are Akon fans, nigga.
Nah, that's funny.
Yo, do you guys ever just like take a second to fucking just, I don't know, go on a random YouTube binge of just like looking into space shit and seeing how fucking like tiny the Earth is?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't do that?
No, I've never done this.
No. Do that once.
Jimmy, no?
Mm-mm. Well, I look at fucking two times clothes on fucking YouTube.
It's all perspective, though, right? Because the world is so big that we live in already, right? People say it's a small world, but there's so much going on already. It's enough to think about here. Why would I think about stuff like that? There's nothing that's going to change my life.
Whew. This nigga.
Come on, guys.
Yo, did you guys know he was like this?
Yo,
I didn't know, bro.
I'm just finding out.
This is crazy.
Fuck.
Do you know you're doing that when you're doing it?
Uh-huh. I wish you could.
You know
like,
you're dropping a gem when you're dropping it?
I guess so. I don't know. I was just.
What would you tell someone that just lost in 2K is a
saw
bad
him.
Game?
What would you tell
no,
him?
No, not me. I'm sorry.
Asking for a friend. Asking for my brother.
Asking for a friend.
Oh, that's it's for my cousin. Yeah. My cousin.
Asking for our next one. So.
Oh, fuck you, hilarious, bro. No, I don't know. It's not that serious. It's just video games, bro.
I was not deep at all. It was fucking good, nigga.
You be alright.
It's a fucking video game, stupid.
It's never that serious. Don't cry about it. You know?
Yo, I used to fucking play video games. Like, yo, honestly, I think now, even though we're getting so advanced with our shit, I feel like video games now are they're never gonna be like how they were back then.
No,
like
no.
The fighting games back then.
Fortnite,
like 2D?
Fortnite was a little bit like the games we used to play back in the day.
In what way?
In the way that it was like you used to play with all your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody used to play it, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody used to play the same games at the same time. And like just the graphic style of it and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And just the fact that it wasn't that pay to win shit, you know?
Yeah.
Fortnite, everyone's equal chance, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't need to pay like to True. Have like this or whatever. You don't need to play for a long time to level up. Mm-hmm. And then some guys come in, you're level 100, you're level 1. It's like, what the fuck? I don't want to play this. I'm not committed to it like that, you know? Yeah. It's just a fun game for everyone to play arcade style, you know? That's what a lot of these games don't realize, you know, that's why Fortnite was really good because it was like the games that we used to play when we were kids, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, think about it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck.
That dancing shit was fucked up, though.
Yeah, that was the new shit. That was
that's where you fucked up.
Yeah.
You had everything going for you. That was some 2018 shit.
Yeah, facts. They didn't solve that shit, did they? Did they settle that shit?
I don't know, still. Mm. I doubt it.
I don't think so. Nah, that's too soon.
I feel like with IPs and intellectual properties and shit, it's just
probably 40 years, nigga.
There's just so much holes in that shit, bro. There's just so much holes in like deciding to publish your shit to the internet, and like the value that you give away when you do that, and like,
facts.
You know what I mean, like,
bro. Even just putting your dance on Instagram, everyone's doing it on Instagram. It's like, I didn't steal it from you. I stole it from this other kid who did it on Instagram. You don't even have that shit copyrighted, anyways. And it's just a dance move. Yep. Never really heard about people having dance moves patented and shit. Maybe people will start doing it now. You know, I think Soulja Boy had his move patented.
Did he do that?
I think so. I think that's why they never really even use his for the game. But all these other guys, they never had their shit patented and shit.
Yeah, and they definitely would have put Soulja Boy in there. Like, his would have been one of the first ones. Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's why people like Nipsey, you got to listen to what they say because they've been through it and they learn a lot of shit. And like, you know what they say, like the second mouse gets the cheese, you know? You got to learn from other people's mistakes, you know? So if they know what's going on and you listen to them, your business will just be more intact, you know, more on point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just remember,
make up a fucking dancing patent that shit.
Tonight. Yo,
that shit, I just heard like the other day, like Taylor Swift like trademarked a whole bunch of like crazy shit. Like she trademarked like this sick beat, she trademarked that.
The words, those
three words, like this sick beat, because like, it's from one of her songs, I guess. Apparently, I don't know. I never heard it, but that's what she trademarked. That she trademarked a whole bunch of other shit, like crazy, like terms, like four or five words that she just said on her songs, like as lyrics. She trademarked that shit, and it's just like, yo, it's crazy, bro. Like before, you're not even gonna be able to talk soon. Like
trademark my whole fucking song, every word that I said.
Yeah, you know trademark
that. Yeah, all that shit is malleable though. You know, it's not gonna stand up in court like that. Where you know, it's just like it's not that serious. You know, it's just. Like there's intellectual property and this and that, but like, come on, man. Everyone's got to be like normal and do their thing, you know. Like, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump patented "You're fired," right? But obviously, you could still say that and do whatever you want with it, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna like it's like, yeah. I guess what Jimmy's saying, like, it's gonna be hard to prove. Like, could you? What if I say it like in a deeper pitch or like a deeper tone or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
then it's not the same shit as yours. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just those words are words, bro. Like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That makes sense, but she trademarked a whole bunch of shit now. Like, and that money that she has, like, she'll take niggas.
Oh, you know what's a hot topic I've been thinking about? What you guys think about this Lil Nas X kid?
That shit was crazy, nigga.
Right?
We're just looking at him. Can you guys tell me about him? Yeah, I know nothing about this guy.
You don't know nothing about him?
I know the song he put out with Billy Ray.
Before that though,
that's really all I know.
He put out a country. I know a little bit. Mm-hmm. You might have to fill in the gaps. He made like a country song. And then it made the country category in the Billboard section, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was going up. And then they took it down.
Right before it went number one, they took it down. Okay, as it went number one, they took it down.
Yeah.
I don't know about that part.
Yeah, so they took it down.
No more.
So he's still on Billboards, but they didn't count it as country. And then Billy Ray jumped on it. And then they're like, oh, fuck.
And now it's number one, I think. Number one record. Like.
Number one record, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot out right now. But it's still big.
What bothered me about that situation is like I thought he was a country artist, and I wish he was a country artist.
Yo, me too.
I wish he was like.
Hold on.
I literally just found out he was
a country artist. What are we talking about here?
Like,
if you want to make one song one day and say you're a country artist, you're a country artist.
No, I can't.
That's your prerogative. Hold on a second.
I just thought his whole catalog was country.
Yeah.
This is my whole thing, yo. We let these people come into our culture all the time.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
This is a big point I want to make. They come into our culture all willy nilly.
Yeah,
we don't make them go through this X, Y, and the third.
True,
they don't have to jump through no hoops.
True.
To say that they're a rapper. You fucking go on a fucking beat and say yo and rhyme it with go, and you're considered a rapper.
Yeah.
So if I want to put on a cowboy hat and talk about horses, I'm a country artist.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's my hunt.
It's my prerogative, like man.
Hunt.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess.
Constant,
yeah,
man.
Straight like that.
Just that's like that. Their music isn't sacred in the first place. That's our music. Stop that.
Yeah.
that's a whole nother conversation. But either way, no music is sacred like that where you can say that you're not making that type of music. Mm-hmm. If there's influences of it in there, that's that type of music.
Yeah.
It's just this year's version of it. Mm-hmm. And we're the young people, is in our hands. We can't let these old people tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
So do we know why they removed it from the billboards?
They're exactly hating.
What you think.
Come on, it's a bunch of old country people in charge of that shit.
Clearly a fucking country song.
Yeah. Who do you think's in charge of country billboard? Some old country ass nigga. Come on, let's be real. Sound like, you know.
Nip.
As soon as it hit his desk, said, "What's going on? What entire nation?"
That nigga's tight right now. Yo, I know that nigga was mad when he heard that fucking beat drop, nigga. you have to be so mad, nigga. As a hater,
and he seen the picture in your head.
That nigga, no, that nigga was mad when he realized his foot was low key tapped. Fuck.
This shit's straight.
Yeah, take it down now.
Nah, man, that's crazy to me, you know. And like, look at something like jazz, right? Jazz started as, you know, black people making it out. Go look up the number one jazz artist right now. Oh, for sure,
Kenny G.
Some white dude or whatever, you know. The whole jazz chart should be dominated by white dudes. You know, there's a couple black dudes on this for sure.
Yo,
for
put
sure,
me on know? Some jazz, man. You know some fucking
I don't listen to that shit. That's my whole shit. Is it relevant now? You know, like niggas are more making like hip hop and R&B and that. Type. But if it shifts towards country, then I'm with that. You know, because I got some country songs in the vault. Me too, you know? Jeez. That's how I've been feeling lately, you know? So, fuck it. When I played Red Dead, I was inspired, you know? And I went and made a couple country songs. So, that's that. I don't want to hear no backlash about it. When I put it out in the genre's country, it's
yo, can you send me that early?
Yeah, swing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear that.
For the
wits. I got you.
I'm trying to hear that.
Man. I got you guys.
Holy, okay. So then, yo. Ah. It's fucking T Cowboy T. That's how I'm going by. Cowboy T. You see me? Just know. Now, honestly, I think the day I realized I was open to that kind of like rap mixing with like country, niggas gonna think I'm talking shit. Was the day when I heard Young Thug's Family Don't Matter?
Did a
country bit. Like, when I heard him go on that flow, I'm just like, yo, this is so crazy, bro. Like, it was just different. And I
but
was
there's
like,
been
yo,
a lot of country country hip hop records.
Yeah, yeah.
There has been like people bring up Nelly and stuff to me, but shout out to Thugger, you know? Like, he really took it to another level,
for sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's really like incorporated all the way.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah, I felt the same way when I listened to that whole album. I was like, okay, that's when I had the epiphany, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, we could do this shit too. Like, why the fuck not, you know?
Yeah.
Do whatever we want. Like,
that was literally the day I'm like, yo, like, this is fine. Like, this is, I wasn't laughing about it. I wasn't like, yo, this is shit. I was like, yo, this is like crazy. This is next level. How do you feel about Thug as an artist?
I feel like, to be honest with you, yo, Thug is one of my favorite artists. I feel like not to, you know, like, be like all up on them or nothing like that, but it's like people like that, we need to appreciate them while they're here, you know. If Thug died tomorrow, you know how much love people would show someone like Young Thug, you know.
Facts.
Talk about how he innovated and he broke all these barriers, and even the LGBT community would be like, yeah, we don't even know if he was on our side, but he stood up for us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a man that, like, you know, transcends different barriers and shit like that, you know. He's a little bit of a national treasure in my opinion, and like I said, he opened up the floodgates for all these country artists that could come up now and be like young black people, you know. Because it's like, one thing I noticed too, bro, it's like the hip hop game is kind of like crabs in a bucket, you know.
Yeah,
if you can make alternative music, do that. If you can make dubstep, do that. If you can make anything else, honestly, as a young black person, I would recommend you do that, just so that you're in your own lane. Competing with everybody like that, it's not that cool, like, you know. And you'll just realize that as you get older, it's just like, you're gonna be like, yo, I don't even want to be in a, I don't even do the same thing as these people, but you got me boxed in with these people. Yeah. Like, we're
talk
in the same
shit.
category.
Talk,
you know?
Your shit, man.
Talk your shit.
That's how I feel. Even a lot of my shit is not really hip-hop and this and that, you know, but they'll label me as that because the way I dress, the way I look, this, that, you know. So you really got to make that statement, like, yo, like, that's not what I'm on, you know. I'm on some other shit,
some,
you know?
Different shit.
It's crazy.
So
go ahead.
Just to like piggyback on what you said, so like, what would you label your music as? Like, if you could label your music,
my music is honestly whatever I'm feeling that day. I'm a very versatile artist.
Let's say like one of your projects, like, would you label like what,
like, my first project was definitely like a rap album.
Yeah.
Like a rap album. My second one was more like hip hop R&B. You know, my third one, hip hop R&B. My fourth one was back to rap, you know. But now that I'm getting older and shit, you know, I'm just feeling more like in my R&B bag, more in my country bag, you know, like
facts,
in this that bag. And I can still rap every now and then, you know, but it's just like,
yeah,
I see everybody else doing it. And I'm just like, yo, like, bravo to you, more power to you. Like, you guys got that, you know. I could do some other shit, so let me go do that. That's what comes more natural to me anyways, you know. That's when I feel like I'm really expressing my soul and shit, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of
things. But yo, facts, you perform your best when you're doing your own thing. You really believe in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've seen both sides of like following YouTube trends and shit, just like get into it, learning the game and shit. Mm-hmm. We'd follow YouTube trends, and then we'd be like, yo, half the time, sometimes we'd be like, yo, I don't fucking understand why this shit is funny, but we're still shooting it just because, like, oh, it's what the competition is doing.
Oh, word, eh?
At the time, we even saw people as a competition and shit, but then when we switched to, like, yo, I'm doing this shit as I like it, I do what I want, when I want. If I feel like doing some shit like this, I'm gonna do it. And we, like, everything we've been putting out is like we're super happy with it. Yeah, whereas before, we're like, fuck, I didn't even want my dad to show his friends our videos and shit. I'm like, bro, don't play that shit in front of me.
Yeah, it's a powerful
now feeling. I could be like, yeah, watch whatever you want. Like, I'm confident with everything, you know?
Mm. You believe in it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a powerful feeling.
It. And if you don't like it, I'm like, nigga, you're fucking crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like, before, we're making shit just to make everyone else happy. We're like, nigga hated that shit. I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really feeling that shit. Like,
especially when you guys are, because a lot of the stuff you guys do is just like how Nipsey preached it. You're controlling it from you make it, you sell it, you package it, this, that. You don't, you control the whole assembly line, right? You're not going through nobody else, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's just like, just come back to Nipsey and shit, you know? It's just like, it's all good, you know? Like, when you believe in yourself like that, that's really all you need to do.
Yeah.
It's just do your own thing. Say fuck what everybody else is doing. Appreciate what other people are doing. Like me, I've never been on no disrespectful shit to nobody, you know? Mm-hmm. Just, I just want to do my own thing. I don't want to do what other people are doing, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like, just lame. And you can always tell when someone's doing that, you know, when someone else is trying to chase someone else's wave. It's like you could just see them like spinning in circles, you know? Mm. But no one else, like you can't see that shit when you're doing it yourself. Like, you know, you just feel like, oh, I'm trying to like keep up, you know?
Mm. Exactly.
But like, what, like, who you keeping up with, you know?
You actually see that shit happen a lot. Like, I mean, going back to YouTube again, it's just we would see a lot of people doing these trends and like fake pranks and shit like that, and then we're like watching from over here like, oh, dude was doing so and so the next day or whatever before all this, and then fucking a couple months later shit's not working for them, now they're switching up to like whatever's popping like that day, you know what I mean, then switch up again. It's just like you can see that shit, some shit, like,
bro, then they get stressed out and they burn out and fucking they don't even like what they're doing anymore because like you're not doing it for the right reasons, you know?
Yeah, exactly,
all that. I feel like it happens. You connect with certain artists that live and like kind of fucking create like that. Like they create what they want to create. Like I feel like artists, like, again, going back to Young Thug, like he kind of creates shit that doesn't really care if you like it or not. He's just kind of creating shit. So like artists like that, like even Eminem, I feel like really liked Eminem, even going back to his old shit, like Infinite and all that. I really liked him because it was just like he didn't give a fuck that everyone thought he was like crazy and shit. He was just like putting out that type of music and I was just like, yo, whatever.
So I'm like ASAP Rocky too, I really admire because he takes time with the shit. He'll go ghost for a long time, but like when he comes back, you could tell like he was like conceptualizing. Mm-hmm. He thought of every move and he's behind every decision creatively. Mm-hmm. And like you could tell, like you feel the difference.
Yeah.
Like fuck the numbers and shit, like just the quality of the music.
Yeah. Even whether if he decided it's your sound or not. So what's up with that? Even if he decided to stop making music tomorrow, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's gonna create some other crazy shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
People like that, Tyler Creator and shit.
Mm-hmm.
To see him kind of just the same thing you're talking about, like step away from music and put together like fashion shows and put together a shoe and put together like pop-up shops. And like, he's just doing so much and fucking just everywhere. And like, he's just not really limiting himself to one thing. So
exactly. You know,
everything's good too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's what's one thing I would say to the young kids, you know, just don't be a slave to the music. Like, yeah, you want to be a big music star and stuff, but like there's other things in life, you know, like don't just be one track minded, you know, like live your life, be happy, you know, and that shit will show itself in your music, you know. That's really what music is about,
for
you know?
Sure.
It's like a representation of life, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, art imitates life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Big fast
drop the eagle on it,
man. Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally random and a whole nother topic, but Magic Johnson stepping down from the Lakers, that just happened.
Really?
Yeah, I knew you would.
I feel like that's like the captain jumping off the ship when it's sinking. You're supposed to go down with the ship.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go down with the ship. How is he? He's the head in charge. And he's stepping down, really?
Nigga said, all right, y'all. I'm got some shit to do.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But to be honest, it doesn't even matter because LeBron is going to be all right either way. He's one of those guys, bro. He could retire tomorrow. He'd be all right, you know? He plays basketball because he wants to. He's not one of these guys in the league that has bills to pay, nothing. Everything he has is paid off. He has a lifetime deal with Nike, this, that. Yeah, he's in the NBA. He plays basketball because he wants to, because he loves basketball.
This guy's just hooping.
Mm, yeah, yeah, you know? Look at Vince Carter, 40-something years old. He's going to come back next year.
You think he's coming back to Toronto?
I hope so. That'd be dope. Vince Carter was one of my favorite basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
You know, it was so heartbreaking when he left. You know, it's almost like if he came back, it would be like redemption for the city or something like that. I don't know. Mm. Like, just be nice to close the chapter that way, you know, because it's like, I know a lot of Toronto fans have pain in their heart from the way that went down, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
This was our boy, you know, and then the team kind of shipped him off, and it's not even like we have the same things going on no more, you know?
Yeah, I felt like, I don't know, NBA is like weird like that, man. I feel like he didn't start getting back the love till recently, to when everyone started paying attention to Toronto, and now it's like, oh, yo, Vince Carter, we're sorry. And like for years, like niggas were like booing him and shit, and like he had it rough when he came back here, you know? That's why I kind of don't rate, because it's like, yo, if you ask me, from whenever he left, I was a fucking kid, so I didn't even give a fuck. But you say, yo, you rate Vince Carter? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. Bro.
That's the guy.
Like, bro, you guys are a kid, like, I'm like, yo, you guys are pussies. Or shut up, bro.
Yeah, like, the guy, I would never. I'd be at the games like, yo, you guys are chopped. Yo, Vince.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Vince Carter was like the first person in that, like, kind of like that KD situation where it's like, why would you leave your snake? Like, LeBron getting the jersey burn. It's like, Vince Carter was really the first one. Yeah. He was like, I want out. Back then, players weren't doing that, you know?
Yeah.
So the fans didn't really know how to handle it, you know? We're all kind of immature about it.
Fans don't know shit, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, you do fucking, you're a fucking, you know?
What?
You sell fish bowls, you sell fish bowls or something. Whatever. Don't know nothing about the NBA, nigga. Niggas don't know shit. Niggas be judging you from afar, don't know shit.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It's facts. Because even like, even what, some new shit came out, Kyle Korver, you guys seen that?
No.
Nah.
No.
Damn, okay, I gotta let me search about that.
Nah, what the fuck is that, nigga?
Oh, let me check this shit out. Hold on, hold on.
You talk about what you talk about, racism and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Korver is a stand-up dude.
You seem to know a little more about it. You want to talk about it?
He was just basically saying, like, as a white guy, you got to know, like, when to stand out of the way. And, you know, you got to hold other white guys accountable. And I think that's one thing, too, you know? I know a lot of stand-up white guys that wouldn't even call out another white guy on some racist bullshit, you know? And that's the shit that has to change, you know? And even, like, it's not just white guys. It's kind of guys in general, you know? That's kind of like that masculine trait where it's like, you know, boys will be boys and we're going to stick together, you know? But it's like, sometimes it's okay to page your friend and be like, yo, that's not cool, you know?
Yeah.
No matter what situation it is, if you're a good friend, you got to look at someone and be like, yo, that's not cool, you know?
Yeah.
You got to pull your dogs aside and be like, yo, that was fucked up, nigga.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just hits you differently. Damn, nigga, what you did about it is pretty fucked up, nigga.
Some cold hard shit. Like, yo.
The fuck was that?
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I feel you. Shout out to Kyle Korver. All I know is he's wet. Like, I can
choose. What are you talking about?
Yo, come on. Toronto slang? That's, you guys will say that?
What?
He's like wet?
Basketball. He's wet? Oh, yeah.
I got it. Nah, Kyle Korver can shoot
the
basketball very well.
Yeah.
He can
hoop for sure.
Holy shit, man.
Yo, I saw this motherfucking...
Check this shit out.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it on your Twitter.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's why I woke up to this morning.
I sent that to y'all, though.
Oh, that's it.
So you gotta respect Young Thug.
Shit's hard. I heard this too.
Oh,
he's
hard.
Hard.
This should be the song.
Yeah. Yo, let's go to the studio right now.
That's where we're going after this. Come on, homie.
You guys going to the studio?
Yeah.
To create music?
Yeah, right after this.
Back home?
It's a lot of niggas already, to be honest.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, that's
appreciate
real,
that.
Though.
Yeah. Yo, I hate going to the studio, and there's like 40 guys there. I'm like, yo, how the fuck did you guys invite me? Like, there's no room.
Fucking just stand up.
Uncomfortable for you, uncomfortable for me.
They'd be like, yo, the so-and-so's on the way. I'm like, more niggas?
More?
In this room, nigga?
Yeah. You know, when there's too much people in the room just breathing, it's like, fuck, you're making it hot here, bro. Like,
yeah, bro.
Can you breathe?
Bro, Sunny Studio. Oh my god. I'm like, yo,
just always wanted to faint.
50 guys in there, bro. I'm like, yo, this is too much.
What sessions you go to with 50 guys?
There just be bare people in there, and I'm like, yo, this
is, yeah, come true, come true, fam.
Yeah, especially on a Friday.
Sunny, there's no room.
Bring the shisha. I'm like, Sunny.
Come on, man. We both know what's going on.
That's crazy.
Fuck, man. Dwayne Wade is retired.
That's just sad, man. I wish I went to that last game. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah.
Yo, we got to witness it.
Yeah, I know. We're right there.
You guys there, yeah.
Crazy game.
Yo, he looked at us for like 5 seconds. Not
he recognized
like
you
3 seconds.
He's like, you guys.
We looked cheese with him. Like, oh, fuck. Yeah, that's grilled. I thought I said some shit. Or, I don't know.
But he kind of smirked at the end. So I'm like, yo, I don't know what that meant.
Gee, that's fire.
Probably like, fuck niggas.
Yeah, stupid fuck niggas.
Yo, he looked at us.
Yeah, man. Fuck.
Dwayne Wade's the truth, though. He's the man. I can't believe Paul Pierce said that shit. It's so funny how the internet tore him up for that.
What did he say?
He said that he was better than Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
They fucked him up for that?
They fucked him up for that, bro. All the NBA pages have been fucking him up and, like, just damn, comparing him and just showing how he's not at all better and showing the times he got dropped. And there's one time.
You don't got to bring that up, dog.
There's one time he threw his shirt in the stands and someone threw his shirt back at right at him.
Oh.
I remember when
he was doing his whole
wanted the whole farewell tour. Mm. And they're like, they don't love you like that. That's what Draymond Green said to him. He was like, they don't love you like that. You're not Kobe. Stop this.
Mm.
Yo, to be honest, I wondered why jersey, like man. They didn't do that for him.
Paul Pierce?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like he was on too many teams. Like, I feel like you got to be on a team for a very long
That's
time
whole thing, bro.
To get that.
If it's the end of the time at your team and you won championships and this and that, and you're an old man.
Stay or retire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Should never left.
Yo, chase the bag. You see it.
What? Yo, good song.
Who's talking loot? Yo, honestly, if it's my last 4 years and I'm about to go out, I'm like, yo, who's talking money?
Bro, I'd have fucking 50 jerseys in my fucking.
Yeah, that's fine. You get a bag, but you get no farewell tour. Yeah,
exactly.
That's my farewell
tour.
I'll be like, okay. You guys don't know what I did for this.
If Vince Carter comes back to Toronto, the farewell tour will be crazy.
Yeah, it'll be
crazy. Every home game will be lit. We'll be waiting for a dunk. We'll be waiting.
That's
like, Vince, go cherry pick.
Put your fucking arm in there. Do the arm shit.
Yo, honestly, if I was Vince and I came back here for like my farewell tour, I'd fucking
go crazy.
I'd go crazy. I'd probably injure myself trying
facts.
To do a sick dunk because I'd be well, so amped. I'd be like, yo, walking on man's head.
Going out with a bang. Going out with a real bang.
I'm going out on a stretcher, hands down. And and you guys better count the basket regardless if it goes in. Like, yo. Yeah.
And Vince Carter is a really good player, but look, he's not like all that top 10 scoring and this and that, right? So it really shows you the greatness of players like LeBron, you know, not to get into too much basketball talk, you know. But guys like LeBron and this and that, you know, you see where they're at in these top this and that list, you know. LeBron's like, what, 6 now on the list? Everyone's trying to downplay it, bro. That shit's fucking greatness, bro. Witnessing greatness. But the other day I was watching the Warriors game, man, and this guy, Steph, is very great too.
Yeah.
You know, as a LeBron guy, I got to admit it, this guy, Steph, is very good.
Yeah.
He's very good at the game of basketball.
So what about people like James Harden?
James Harden's good. Right now, he's the best player in the league, really. He's better than Steph and LeBron individually. But, like, see, Steph and LeBron are great leaders, you know? Not to say that James Harden isn't a great leader, but he's not as great of a leader as those two, you know? Those are the best two leaders in the league, you know?
Mm.
Hands down, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Damn. Yo, Jermaine, just watch Buzz.
I don't know. Chill it. Oh, bro. I know some shit, nigga. Just, if I go to the game, I'll get it. But like,
Harden's been fucking wild and like dropping mad.
Who you think's MVP?
Huh?
Who you think's MVP? Harden or Giannis?
Yo, Giannis is fucking wavy too. But like, I haven't been watching games like that. But I've been keeping up with like highlights and shit, and I'm always seeing Harden drop like mad points. So I think Harden really deserves it.
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna
like,
say
he
Harden,
worked for it because even last year Westbrook took it, and it was just like I feel like Harden kind of deserved it too last year. But you know.
Oh, yeah, Westbrook took it last year, right?
Yeah. Was it Westbrook? Yeah.
Or was it Westbrook the year before?
Harden, or was it Durant?
Harden was last year. Mm-hmm. Westbrook was the year before that.
Yeah.
If Harden wins this year, it'll be 2 in a row.
Mm. Yeah. Fuck, time is flying, man.
Yeah, time does fly when you're old.
Yeah,
sure.
Nigga, I'm about to be 40.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all doing for the big 4-0, nigga?
Yeah,
for real.
I'm fucking chilling. Oh, man, I'm about to tune off because I am fucking too
high. It's been like, what, 3 hours?
It's been 10 hours.
How long has it been?
Fatana, the human bandana.
Oh, wait, how long?
120. Yeah, not bad.
I think we'll go. I think we dropped a lot of gems, you know?
Yeah, you dropped a lot of gems.
No, you guys got it into, you know? I always got to put the kids on to some knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we do this for.
That's some good shit. Yeah. Fuck. We do this thing. We should have told you at the start. We do this thing called quote of the day. At the end of the episode, we like to leave it up to our guests to leave a quote of the day for everyone watching to go on with.
I don't know if it's exactly a quote, but this is...
Not yet.
Not yet.
Save it for when we're wrapping up and we're
done. I thought we were wrapping up.
Yeah, no, we got to
do all the... We got to do all the goodbyes.
We got to pay the bills. All right.
Go ahead.
Yo, all right, so if you're listening, nigga, there's a YouTube video. Head over to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video. And if you're watching, we're also on iTunes. We're also on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Yeah, nigga, follow us on Instagram at Random Order Show. Twitter, Random Order Show. What else we got?
Yeah.
Anything going on?
Appreciate you guys watching and 100. Listening. Follow everybody on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, SebastianXX.
100.
Check my music out on all streaming services. And that's it, man. The chocolate one.
G-Unit.
I love y'all guys.
That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah, man. Just check out my music, you know, Jimmy Prime on all platforms. Follow me, Jimmy from the Six, on everything, you know. And, yeah, the quote of the day, I guess, would be, like I said, it's not really like a quote of the day or nothing, but it's like, there's a saying, it's like, if you put a potato in an egg in boiling water, you know, one will get hard and one will get soft, you know? So it's not about what you're going through. It's all about how you react to it, you know? So I just leave that gem for the kids, you know, right there.
Gem of the day.
Shit. That hit me like 5 seconds after.
Roll that's another one.
That's fired up.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.